We want to take a couple of minutes here at the Ohio Farm Bureau annual meeting to visit with you about a topic it seems like we've been talking about forever, and that's the 2012 Farm Bill. Anything new, any new developments that you're hearing?
You know, it's funny, just listening to you say 2012 Farm Bill, I'm thinking to myself, are we actually looking at a 2013 Farm Bill, which we very well may be. You know, there's a lot of possibilities that are still on the table right now for the Farm Bill. I think we're going to find out a lot more at the end of this week. They've just returned after Thanksgiving. They're kind of laying out their lame duck schedule. The fiscal cliff is just overwhelmingly the biggest issue that they need to deal with. Once they know how and when they're going to deal with that, then the other smaller pieces. And truly, Farm Bill is about 1% of the entire larger budget picture, then those things are going to fall into place and we're going to figure out what's going to happen.
Is there still time for folks, Farm Bureau members, to make a contact with their representative and let their voices be heard?
Absolutely. We cannot encourage our members enough. We have an action alert out there right now. We can't encourage them enough to make the contact. Contact either of our two senators. Contact the congressman. Contact Speaker Boehner. Let them know we need a Farm Bill now. And our options are the fact that we're looking at either a one-year extension or we're looking at a five-year Farm Bill. What we ultimately would love to see is that five-year Farm Bill, but I just don't know that we're gonna have time to see that. So instead, we're probably looking at a one-year extension. But regardless, make the contact. Let them know you need a Farm Bill.
As important as the Farm Bill is, there's also some things going on from an inheritance tax standpoint that agriculture is really paying attention to and would like to see something happen before January 1.
Absolutely. Right now, what we're looking at is the $5 million exemption is going to be reduced to $1 million if it is not extended before the end of the year. And then the maximum rate is also going to be changed from 35% to 55%. So we're talking about a really huge tax implication here with the estate tax if we don't see that taken care of before the end of the year. There's several other issues that also will affect small businesses, businesses in general. All of those things we are hoping are going to be wrapped into one tax package and be dealt with as part of this larger picture of the fiscal cliff that everyone keeps talking about.
A lot of things going on and not easy things to deal with in Washington, D.C.
A lot of choices for those folks to make. That's a huge burden as to, do you cut programs? Do you increase taxes? I mean, that's the underlying factor of it all. Those are tough, tough decisions, and they got to be made in a short period of time.
And again, whenever they have the opportunity, you want your members to communicate with their representatives.
Absolutely. We've got an action alert out on the estate tax, too, because that is so critical. That represents only at about 100-acre farm, and that's just the acreage in terms of that $1 million. And so 100 to 200-acre farm, depending on what kind of farm prices you're looking at in terms of auction prices versus what the average acre is going for, that doesn't include equipment. It doesn't include all the other assets of that farm. We're talking about the inability to transfer a farm in the family if we look at that decrease from $5 million to $1 million. So absolutely, our members need to be communicating to their congressman that we need a continuation of that $5 million exemption on the estate tax.
Yvonne, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to stop by to visit with us here at your annual meeting.
Thank you so much for the time, too.